Hello, Empress. I decided to call you Empress. I am currently working on restructuring my brand, my business, my programs, and getting everything nice and streamlined and clear and comprehensive. So I was thinking about how I want to call you, my listener, and really create this. Yeah, connection. And I love a term of endearment. And I've definitely been thinking about queen, but I think queen is so overly used. So since my work is deeply esoteric as well, I just quickly, like really in a quick second, I came up with Empress. So my highest program currently is called High End Empress. And I thought, let me call you Empress. So that's my dear endearment name for you now. So always liking to give you a backstory. So hi, Empress, and welcome back to another episode of Healing into Femininity. And today's gonna be a very quick one because, again, also giving you another backstory. Today, Sunday, is the first day of my period. And today, I have really been giving me the allowance to just chill. So, today, I have literally just been laying on my couch bed and I have been watching movies, like documentaries and movies. And I literally watched two movies of Cinderella. And then later on, I watched another movie, which I didn't really realize, but was also a Cinderella movie. So I literally watched Cinderella in a like modern, more musical kind of video or a movie style with real actors. And then I watched the Cinderella cartoon by Disney, like the original one, the old school one. And then I watched Crazy Rich Chinese. I think that's the name of the movie, where it's also about this girl from New York. She's a migrant, like she's Chinese American, and she meets this super tycoon son in New York, and she doesn't know who he is. And then he takes her back to Singapore, where his family is like old money, where they literally built Singapore. And then she's being introduced to the whole old money, nepotism, dynamic, rich kids, like crazy money spending, and all of that. And she remains calm. So this gave me the inspiration to get on. And also, again, I'm taking you on the journey, and I want you to know, like, that's my biggest intention, probably, to be authentic, right? To be authentic and to be honest on my own journey of creating my $10 million brand and my coaching services and just creating value for you. And I set out this month to create every day. So I started with YouTube, and then my YouTube kind of broke down. I don't know, still, like I haven't figured it out. I try to even upload videos on another YouTube channel, but it doesn't work. So I don't know what's happening over there, but I got creative. YouTube didn't work anymore. So I started to make videos on Instagram. So Instagram Lives, I've been filming a few, and I've definitely realized that what I love the most is podcasting. I personally love to listen to podcasts. My programs, the Dream Builder, like my signature program, is also all audio, like just I think one or four videos on the online platform, but the rest is audio. And I personally love it. I really love it. It's very intimate, it's easily digestible. My mom said something very interesting about that is that Because me personally, I'm a reader, I'm a dreamer, I'm a thinker, I'm a visualizer. I do all the so-called manifestation techniques, and I just love to be in my own space and in my own head. And I don't like too many stimulations. Like today I watched all this movie and movies, and I don't really do that a lot because I like to be with myself, and I like to listen to the voice from within, and I like to generate pictures coming from inside of me because we are bombarded with so many pictures and images where I feel that I don't need no more pictures to inspire me to find what it is that I authentically love. I hope that resonates with you. With all that being said, I wanted to say that I personally love podcasts and only listening to audio because it is probably the closest medium to being alone, being alone in your head, or reading. Reading is you creating that own voice inside of your head, reading the pages. And with podcasts or audiobooks, it's you still being in your own space. Nobody's giving you the pictures. You don't see me. And I think with seeing people sometimes is too much, how do I say that? Like too much projection. Platform, no, I don't know what the name is. Like in Germany, it's Projektionsfläche, like it's too many things to be projected on. So I'm gonna give you the example. So for me, I have to say that and again, being honest. So I'm a black woman, I'm a brown woman, I am mixed. My mom is German, my dad is Ghanaian. I always say that because it has been one of the deepest and continues to be one of the deepest sources of inspiration, transformation, and also definitely something that I had to get over, if that's the word, like getting over how I look. So I have teachers, also like mentors and teachers in the embodiment work and nervous system work and just personal development and everything I've invested in so far. Many times I have invested with people, women that I resonate with on a frequency level. Yeah. But then every time I try to go out and create something, I was faced with my own judgment of like, who do I cater to? Being black. I don't want to go too deep into this now, but I just wanted to mention it. And I feel that when you don't see anybody, you're so much closer to their essence. If that makes sense, I think it makes sense for everybody who's still, I don't know, these days, I don't really like being on the phone anymore. I don't really like talking on the phone. I don't know why, but I remember when I loved being on the phone. I remember with my best friend in my teens, we used to talk like a couple in love, and we were best friends. She was a girl, and we talked all day, like for 7 hours or more. And just being on the phone, I believe, also again, just hearing the voice, you can fall in love with the person so deeply because it's just their essence. You don't see their face. And you don't judge, you don't compare, and you don't project. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. So with all that being said, I kind of have to go back to what I was actually trying to tell you. Okay, so yeah, actually today I didn't want to record anything. I didn't want to create anything. I just gave myself full permission to just hang out, lounge, and just eat and drink my cacao and drink my like big cups of like big glasses. I think it's maybe a liter or something like that. It's a liter full of tea. And I drank two of those. So just staying hydrated and eating something delicious today was my intention. And watching all these Cinderella movies, literally, like so funny that that's what happened. So, yeah, and as I was watching these movies, I was thinking, I want to create something out of everything every day, because everything I surround myself with is an inspiration of personal development, of personal growth, of understanding life and oneself better. And I always have my big black book. If you've seen me online, you've seen me, yeah, holding it up. And I was contemplating about a concept, or not really a concept, but the notion of that we have sometimes things, for example, like being in a partnership equals our self-worth, especially for women. Like being in a partnership, being married, being having this happy relationship is something that we must have in order to consider ourselves whole and successful. And so yesterday I was in a Zoom session with a program that I'm currently joining. It's Women's Embodiment Mystery School, like Women's Mystery School. So I'm always in a program. I'm always enrolled in some personal development myself. So yesterday there was a Zoom circle, a women's circle, and one woman said that she felt through the work that we did together, she felt this feeling coming up of her realizing that some part of her still thinks that she has to be in a relationship, or that she has to be a mother in order to fully feel whole and worthy. And that made me write down a few things that are also connected. So I wrote down partnership equals self-worth, which is not true, of course. So I made the equal sign, and then I like made a cut through the equal sign, because it's not equal. There's a word for it in German, but I don't know the word in English. It's ungleich. Yeah, so having a partnership doesn't mean that you're more worthy than being alone. I'm whole and worthy on my own, and you too. And the same thing I wrote down for other aspects. So listen up. I wrote down health unequals self-worth. Because there are some people that have serious illnesses, but just being healthy is not the reason for you to consider yourself worthy. You're also worthy, and you're worthy. And you have to hold yourself in high self-esteem when you're not healthy, right? It can be through a sickness, or it can be through other things, but your health doesn't equal self-worth. You'll have to love yourself and hold you and find yourself worthy to even get back to health. I hope that makes sense. The same thing I wrote down for beauty, because me personally, and I have to admit it, that I also still sometimes have the feeling of, or I definitely had it, especially at the beginning of my journey, when I became like, I was like, everything I do it for self-discovery and for being authentic to my soul in this life. And at the beginning, I thought, okay, because I can do it, I can have it, I want to have it all right away. So I got into this relationship, and then I got engaged. And for me, it was somehow like, I have to have this in order to say, hey, look at me, I'm successful. Like, that's the life that I'm creating. I'm creating this full spectrum, amazing life. I am healthy. I am beautiful. My body is beautiful. I look amazing. I'm engaged with this handsome man. I have found my purpose sharing these principles, and this is still exactly what I love. And I'm well off. I feel good. I feel financially stable. That is the creating the all. And I remember that I definitely felt that, yeah, being in a relationship is part of it. And without the relationship, I am not whole. I definitely had that for a long time. I think I just broke it last year. Literally last year. I just broke that last year. And then again, with health, with beauty, like I consider myself a beautiful woman and I love myself. I love my looks. I love myself. I love looking at myself. I consider myself beautiful. And at the same time, I am so much more. One thing that I also realized yesterday in the circle is that I feel that women that are, let's say, like on a very shallow basis, that women that are not as beautiful as maybe whatever standard we are all aspiring to, that those women put more effort into developing a character. That's what I have observed. It might not be true, but maybe it is true. I don't know. Like I, that's what a thought in my mind, that women that are beautiful sometimes, yeah, they don't really develop a deep, strong character because they can get away with so much. Beauty is a blessing, but we also have to learn how to love ourselves and really know our inherent worth of being alive when we're not that beautiful. Right? I believe that that's the core for so many women, losing themselves and their core respect and self-worth when something changes about them, when they get pregnant, when they lose weight or gain weight, or when something happens to the markers of health, like hair, like losing hair, or yeah, not having such a beautiful skin anymore, or nails and teeth, and like, yeah, really the essential markers of health and beauty. So, can we find self-worth when we are not beautiful? In whatever sense you define beauty, and I like to define beauty in terms of health, right? Healthy teeth, healthy nails, healthy hair, healthy skin, and just looking, having the right proportions on our body, right? That's the natural markers of health, which is beauty. So finding self-worth when we know that we are not the typical beauty. And I want you to let that sink in. I think that's a very, very good question. Again, the same thing with success. Whatever it means to you, it could be recognition. I've also been talking about that validation thing in the past few episodes. And I definitely also lost myself in finding that recognition, like losing myself in wanting to be seen and acknowledged and praised and yeah, all of these things. Even if I didn't really, I didn't, this was a deep one for me because I thought that I was content in the role that I am. Also as a coach, also, as I said, having worked with, yeah, known people, if we want to call them celebrities. And I was content. I thought so that nobody knew me, but that was wrong. There was still something inside of me where I felt like I have to get a certain level of validation. Even if it's not online, it didn't have to be online. And that's when I went out, or yeah, this is how I attracted the situations with men that I felt like, okay, I see that they are in the public eye and they are recognized. And because I kind of told myself that I didn't need the outside validation because it was beneath me and I was over it already, but I was still trying to seek it through being with these so-called influential men. Yeah, no, I didn't need, like, at the right now, I feel like, yeah, I'm working towards overcoming that. I don't need no validation by no one. I know who I am. But again, coming back to success, what does that mean for you? What does success mean to you? Like, what is it exactly? Outside recognition? What is it? So, can we unequal success to self-worth that we still hold ourselves in high regards when the success isn't there yet? Very, very deep question. I think it's an amazing contemplation. Yeah, I also wrote down recognition and money. Of course, money. Success can be money, but definitely money is money. So we definitely have to uncouple the notion of how much money I have is defining my self-worth. No, your self-worth is not connected to your money. And this is something that I also got reminded of by another workshop that I attended not too long ago. And if you are, that's what the woman said there, like, if you are still. If you think that the money that you get, or sometimes especially with service providers or with coaches or with other creatives or service providers or business women, if you are offering something and you have a certain price and you get out there and you have conversations with people about them hiring you, and then you put forward your offer, and these people don't decide to work with you, then you might feel that your self-worth is attacked, and you feel, or you might question yourself, like, am I not worthy? What other people are willing to pay has nothing to do with your self-worth. And I had to learn that the hard way as well. But I feel like I have also, like, I'm mastering it, and I realize that's not what it's about. So I wanted to put these things first because I've written them down. And then today I have literally, as I told you, I've literally watched these three Cinderella movies in a row. Yeah, everyone a little bit different from the very original one to this very new modern kind of perfect continuation. So I watched this movie and I realized, so the movies, they helped me to see that the women, Cinderella, also Ella, the other one in a more modern form was called Ella. And then there was this in the crazy rich Chinese, or Asians, is, I think the name is Asians of the movie, Crazy, Crazy Rich Asians. The movies always like symbolized the woman, like the woman coming from humble beginnings. Is really so. For example, for Cinderella, the original movie, Cinderella was actually, she was the child of a very wealthy father, and her mother died. She never got to know her mother, and she was very well mannered, but not only well mannered, she had a amazing character. So Cinderella in the original movie, she was a servant. Like, her stepmother made her a servant to her stepmother and her stepsisters. And the stepsisters, even though like the mother tried to make them into this beautiful, cultured, well-mannered women, they were not. Like, they were really, I don't know how to say, but they were really pranks. Like, they didn't have no style. They didn't have no grace. They didn't have no class. They just were wannabes, and they were so out of character. They had this ugly character, spoiled, entitled, ungrateful, and very Not beautiful. They were not beautiful from the inside. They were ugly, like from a character standpoint, and also like exaggerated on the outside. So I believe there's so much to learn in it. So Cinderella, as said again, she actually came from wealth. Her father was wealthy, and her father seemed to be like a very thoughtful man. And Cinderella kept that. Like, even though her father died and she was faced with all of these difficulties with now being the servant of her stepmother and the awful step sisters and being punished left and right, like with no real hope or chance of getting out there, but her dreams, so beautiful. Like, I'm a dream builder coach, so that's the stuff that my own heart is made of. So I love dreams. I love fairy tales. I am very much rooted in real life, but this magic that is portrayed in those Disney movies, this is deep occult knowledge. Like, Disney was definitely an occultist, and he brought these fairy tales and fairy tales. Like, why is it called fairy tales? It's about spirits. This movie, like, it's so full of spiritual knowledge as well. Like, how much Cinderella was in touch with spirit. She was dreaming. She was feeding the na like the spirits of the nature. Like, she was taking care of the mice, she was taking care of the animals, she was taking care of life. So life was taking care of her. There's so much. That's why I love to watch these movies, because there's so much natural knowledge. If you're a little repelled by the word occult when I say that, or spiritual, I don't want to create those repelling words, but I would just want to say it's natural law. And yeah, Cinderella was really feeding the spirits. That's why the fairy godmother came to her, because she was such a beautiful soul. She was a beautiful character. She was grateful, she was enduring, she had a good attitude, she had a positive spirit, she was self-loving, and she was dreaming, and she was not coming down to her haters level. Yeah, she was loving, she was focused on the things that really mattered in this life, and that was her character. And this goes for the woman in the Crazy Rich Asian movie as well. She was also like, probably this was like, I'm just realizing this. It's crazy, because I think it's like really literally a Cinderella story. She was also coming from this Chinese mother, who was hardworking, single mother. Her dad died. She so thought She later found out that her mother actually left the dad. But like, raised by a single mother, and then she became an economics professor in New York. So she was hardworking and really fulfilling her own dreams. And yeah, then she met the guy, the prince, and she didn't really know that he was a prince, like this tycoon guy from Singapore. And she was like, she had a good character. She had a strong character. She had a full developed personality. She was loving. She was kind. She was funny. She loved him for him, right? She loved him for him. And even in the rich, like, now switching from Cinderella to this crazy Chinese movie, the mother of the guy, like, she didn't approve of her. And the reason actually was because also her husband's mother, so she, the mother of the tycoon boy, the mother of the tycoon boy was married to the father, and the father, he was actually the one from the legacy of money, and his mother didn't approve of the mother of the boy with the Cinderella girl. I hope that's clear. So she was so mean to the young woman from America, and she said, "You're never gonna be enough," and things like that. Like, you are gonna be a disgrace to the family. We are not the same kind of people. And then there was one scene in the movie where the girl said, where she invited the mother to play at a very like local, down-to-earth, traditional place where they played this traditional Chinese game, where it wasn't about who you are. Like, it wasn't about the class that you come from. It wasn't about the money. It was about strategic. It was about smarts and wit. It was about playing the game. And then she showed character. She showed character, and she showed the mother that she was actually so much in integrity that she addressed the mother, and she said, "Why do you think that I am not your kind of people? Just because I don't come from money, just because I don't, I didn't go to an Ivy League college, just because I am from America." And those questions made me realize very, very, very deeply that being a certain kind of person is about character. And that's what it's about also in when we talk about manifestation. When we talk about manifestation, when we talk about manifesting the life of your dreams, it is about manifesting you. It is about you transforming. And that's also the whole story of Cinderella. That's how I came to watch these movies today. Yeah, every time, like when I have my period, I allow myself to have this first day lounging. So I think of, okay, what movie am I gonna watch the next time? So the past month, I have been deeply committed to, the manifestation work and sharing the processes and some stories with you. And I realized that, I did this one practice from this mystery school that I am currently enrolled in. And the practice felt so much like I was being dressed like in the Cinderella movie, the original movie. The mice, they created her dress, and the birds were her friend. Like, the birds made her a bed, and the mice made her dress. And like, all these animal spirits, I call it, like, these animals helped her with her everyday life. And the fairy godmother came, and she transformed her from this raggedy, clothes-wearing mate to who she really was. And that is what manifestation is about. It's not about you just getting something that you're not a match for. People want things. They're like, "I want this kind of man," or "I want this kind of life." But the question is, do you have that character? And being of a certain kind of level, being an empress, being this high level woman, high value woman, as we like to call it these days in social media. Being a high value woman is about having high standards and having a high character. That's what I believe. And this resonates very true with me. Even though I am also tapping into this dark feminine energy where you are like, okay, I realize that this world is a very dark place, and that everybody's playing by their own rules, so I am just going to go with it. I'm not gonna play fair. I'm not gonna be the nice girl. Yeah, I am going to take advantage of whatever I can take advantage of. I don't know. Like, there is some truth in that as well. Absolutely. I'm not about being naive, no. But at the same time, I am really much about being in integrity with my own character. And what I've always admired are people that have character, good character. I'm going to go so far in terms of labeling things good and bad, and have people having good character and people being integrous, yeah, having integrity. And that's what I took from the movie, that this girl, the Chinese lady, that she was so, like, she was brave, she was courageous, she stood up to the mother, and she was not at all being a gold digger, even though, like, she could have had it all, but she didn't want to be anywhere where somebody didn't want her. And she was, yeah, she was standing on her own. She was like, I am gonna respect myself. And that's what it's about. That's really another thing that I wrote down. There are so many things that I could say about what I just said about the character and and also not playing fair by the rules, but I don't want to go too deep into it because it's so many nuances in this life. But it is never the yeah, it's not the it's really being of character. It's never the money or the absence of money. It's about the integrity. It's about having a like a being resourceful, being generous, having a yeah, high character, as I said. And it is definitely about knowing who you are, no matter where you come from. Also, this girl, again, coming from her single mother, making it on her own, building a career for herself. And I had to think about me because I consider myself a very high value woman. And I realized that I am at peace with who I am. Like, I'm my mother's working class. My dad is maybe even below working class. My dad never really went to school. He came to Germany as a migrant. He's not at all from an educational background. My mom is a very smart woman. I really love my mom. I think I've said it many, many times because she's very smart. She worked her way up to become a supervisor in her latest career step. Then she was brave enough to, yeah, to follow her dreams and create her own vegan cafe that I helped her with, and she was very successful with it. And now she's continuing to be smart. And I really adore this woman so much, and I'm proud to be her daughter. And I am proud of who I am. I'm proud of what I have made of myself, my educational path, but more than the formal education, I'm proud of my character. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of where I am. I'm proud of me. I'm just proud of myself. And knowing my innate worth, I've shared so much with you on this podcast already, all the mistakes I've made and all the pitfalls that I've fallen into, all the traps of this world, being not being honest with myself, as I also just mentioned with the yeah, dating the men that I thought that would, because I thought I was already above the seeking for validation. I thought I had to just seek it through one person that would give it to me through him. But yeah, I'm back restoring my self-respect. Restoring my self-respect more than anything else, my integrity. Being, as we say, like being able to look at myself in the mirror and saying, yeah, I'm happy with myself. And that's really basically it. I'm happy with myself. I respect myself. And I can stand up to anybody. I can face anybody. And I can be in business with anybody. And whether you're a millionaire, again, your money is not connected to self-worth. I have had the privilege of coaching people who come from money, but they didn't have a good relationship with money. They didn't have the self-worth or the courage to show themselves and become visible. Yeah. And it's really about that. Like I can be with everybody, like the highest of the highest, and the lows of the lowest. It's really not about that. It's about who are you? Who are you? And that makes me very calm. So, not allowing anybody, no matter who, to talk to you, to talk to you in any way. Being upfront, being clear, not letting anybody take you like for granted or make you feel less than. Yeah, loving yourself and taking good care of yourself and using your mind and using everything you have to work towards the person you see yourself to be. That's what I learned from these movies, from Cinderella. Like, yeah, being in integrity and letting nobody make you bitter, no matter how life is, it's not going to stay like that all the time. Yeah, I love that about these movies. It was very inspirational, and I hope that you took something away from that as well. And again, just to stay in alignment with what my work is here for you, is about letting you know that you can create the life that you love. And I want to say that it's not about how the life necessarily looks like on the outside. That is the biggest illusion, because it can look amazing on the outside. It can, but it doesn't mean that you're happy. It doesn't mean that you're happy. And what the real work is, it's about you feeling into what it is that you really want and feeling at peace with yourself, feeling whole, being self-aware of what is guiding you. As I said, it's layers. And for me, I find myself lying to myself many times again, but overcoming and overcoming and overcoming and overcoming and being like, yeah, that's me. I love myself for who I am. I don't have to make myself bigger. I don't have to make myself smaller. I'm just going to show up as who I am and being in full authenticity with that. So, yeah, it's about manifestation is about manifesting you. Manifestation is about being at peace with yourself, having a character, having high standards for yourself because you respect yourself in this world. That's basically what it's about. It's very easy words, and I just want to say them again. Manifestation and inner work is all about you being at peace with yourself, respecting yourself in this world, and being able to face everybody with a level of dignity for yourself. And that's when you will see the manifestation come in with ease, with ease. Yeah. All right. I think that's it. So let me know what you liked about the episode. Have you looked at Cinderella like that before? Have you realized that the Crazy Rich Asians movie is a Cinderella movie? And yeah, just tell me what you liked about this episode the most. I would love to hear from you so much. So, sending you much love and yeah, to your dreams and your, especially to you building the character that you can be proud of. All right, much love. Until then, bye bye.